Here's a story about love, passion, fidelity, and betrayal from commentator Brian Edgestone.
I cheated on my barber with another barber. You see, some barbershops have an unwritten code, but the code seems much more prevalent in African-American barbershops. And following this code, or etiquette, so to speak, can make all the difference between getting a nice haircut and getting small nicks around your forehead. Here's how it works. Inside the barbershop, you begin courting one of several barbers with pickup lines such as, "What's up, bruh? How many heads you got?" Which means, "How many haircuts will you give before getting to me?" And the barber might reply by saying, "I got you, bruh." After my barber, Rodney, and I had been seeing each other for several haircuts, we decided to have an exclusive barber-client relationship. Things were great. I'd call, he'd answer, we'd have small talk, then I'd come over, sit in the chair, and, you know, get my haircut. And he always seemed to have time for me. Until I dropped by the barbershop unannounced one day, and much to my surprise, someone else was in his chair. When he finally got to me, he cut my hair faster than ever. Wham, bam, get out of my chair, no handshake or small talk afterwards. But I gave him a second chance. Until the day I called his cell phone and asked if I could drop by, and he told me he wouldn't be back for another 40 minutes. Fine. I wasn't going to sit around doing nothing while he was out cutting God knows whose hair. So I went down to the barbershop anyway, approached the first barber I saw and asked, "How many heads you got, bruh?" The barber replied, "Did you call Rodney and find out when he was coming back? I don't want us to get caught." I was shocked. Apparently, I was already spoken for in the barbershop and was looked at like a barbershop bigamist. The barber was a little reluctant at first, but he gave in and broke the code, and I jumped in the chair with him. And this barber was a magician. Took his time. He was attentive. Had conversation. It was incredible. Just when I got the final touches on a near-perfect haircut, Rodney walked in on us. He went straight to his chair without saying a word. I thought about going over to say hi and asking if, you know, we could just be friends. "Hey, Rodney, this isn't what it looks like. This haircut, it didn't mean anything to me." But I knew the code, and I'd broken it. As much as I hate to admit it, I don't think I can stay committed to one barber. That's when I realized it was time for Rodney to see other heads and me to see other clippers.
Brian Edgestone is an editor at Atlanta Good Life magazine.